up, guys? Derek Stark back in the studio. It's been a minute. And when I say a minute, it has been over a year, probably over 400 days since I was last in this studio, Budic Hall, on the University of Kansas's campus. And man, it feels good to be back here. I got to record a few episodes since the last time being here, but it's just not the same recording on a laptop or over Zoom. So I'm really stoked to just be back in Lawrence and seeing lots of familiar faces and reconnecting with people. Back in December, I posted on social media and asked some friends to share questions with me. I was going to record an episode while I was living in Kingsville and ultimately didn't do it. So I picked out a few of the questions. I'm going to start off with them today. My friend Abby Bear back in Fort Atkinson asked, "What are you doing in Texas?" That's a great question, Abby. You probably got a good sense of it by now, but I was down there working on the COVID relief efforts, helping to support nurses and healthcare workers. And it was a pretty wild experience. Initially committed last July to 6 weeks, it turned into almost 10 months, something I never imagined that I would do, but don't regret it at all. Just had a great experience, a trying experience, but met some incredible people. Kind of had my eyes opened and gained a lot of new perspective for healthcare in general and Texas. You know, Texas is pretty tight. I always was sleeping on it, I guess. I really, really enjoyed my time in Corpus. Particularly Austin, Texas is a city that I thoroughly enjoyed and could see myself living in long term. So we'll see about that. But I was a logistics coordinator, handled a lot of the transportation, hotel relations, kind of HR administrative stuff in some regards, and a lot of conflict resolution and problem solving with the different things that would happen. You know, you wake up at 3 a.m. with your phone ringing from a nurse whose sprinkler system's going off and all of her scrubs are soaking wet, so you got to contact the hotel and figure that out and get her to Walmart and get some new scrubs so she can go to work the next day. So just random stuff like that. Every day there was something new. Wouldn't trade it for the world. It was a really cool opportunity working for Crucial Staffing down there in Texas. Yeah. Next question comes from my buddy Caden Cabot back in Wisconsin as well. He asked what my favorite movie quote is. Had to dig deep for this one. Coach Carter, one of my all-time favorite movies. Remember the Titans, Moneyball, Coach Carter's kind of the trio. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And that was Timo Cruz in a really powerful moment that, you know, is a tearjerker. Even if I was to watch it today, it would hit you in the feels. The quote is actually attributed to Marianne Williamson. I believe she was one of the presidential candidates last year. She had a lot of interesting ideas, kind of a unique individual. So great quote. Love it. My buddy Trent Johnson up in Minneapolis asked what I think the future of social media will be 5 to 10 years from now. And I think that's a very daunting question. We'll see a lot of familiar platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. But I also think you're going to see some new players in the space. I think there's going to be some potential financial rewards for creators and influencers, whether that be an intersection with cryptocurrency, but a way to monetize people's influence and creativity, because at the end of the day, the creator economy is here. You know, I think that's one of the reasons I like to podcast and want to be more consistent with it, because there's something really special about creating and building. And I think we need to do a better job of rewarding people, regardless of likes and retweets. You know, maybe you get the opportunity to shoot somebody a quarter or a dollar if you really like their tweet, and by hitting like, you share it with them through a Dogecoin. No, I'm totally kidding. No meme coins. Yeah, it'll be fascinating to observe, Trent, and I just hope that we don't go too far in. You know, it seems like a lot of very valuable information and data is shared, so I just hope people just be careful everything that you do share online. And hopefully the companies, we've all seen the Netflix documentary. It talks about how these are constructed almost in the same way that slot machines are in Vegas, so that the same way that you put a penny in the slot, kind of log in and you get your feed, or you make a post and you get the same levels of dopamine, just because we want that validation. We're validation seeking species. We really are as human beings. So like I said, it's been really, really good to be back in Kansas. Miss this campus, miss this community. Really excited about some different things going on here. We got Young Gun Goff, who returns to KU as the athletic director, spent some time at Northwestern as a fundraiser. Pretty pumped to see what he has in store. And equally as excited about Coach Lance Leipold and his Jefferson County roots. The same goes for the new defensive coordinator, Brian Borland. You know, he's from Fort Atkinson. His dad was actually my dad's high school football coach. So it's just a small world, and they're very tough guys, but they're humble, and they're going to bring that leadership style to Lawrence. They're proven builders. There's a lot to be excited about, but we're all going to have to be patient. You know, it will take time. We've got some dynamic student athletes here, some great coaches and support staff, and I think there's a lot of reason for optimism, but we also need to give it time, because just like anything, you know, we've all seen the pictures of Steve Jobs and all those guys back early on in their careers. You know, it doesn't look like it does 5-10 years into it. So let's give them the time to build in the same way that they did at Buffalo and Wisconsin Whitewater. And speaking of Wisconsin, got to talk about some Wisconsin sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are looking lethal. I don't think the Miami Heat stand a chance in this series. It's revenge time for the Deer, and the rest of the league should fear the Deer, because with the Lakers beat up, the Nets' chemistry potentially lacking, we don't know. We didn't get to see a lot of Durant and Harden and Kyrie this season all playing together. It feels like this could be the year for Coach Bud and the Bucks. And depending upon who you listen to, there are reports that, you know, Bud is coaching for his position. If there was an early exit again for Milwaukee, he could be sent packing. So we'll see about that. I think last year is kind of an anomaly with COVID, and that he should get a little more time, considering we finished two straight seasons with the best record in basketball. And this year, once again, we're one of the best teams. So we'll see about that. Another story that you might have heard of, Aaron Rodgers had an interesting segment with Kenny Mayne last night. And I think he's more than likely in contract negotiations with Gutekunst and Mark Murphy and the organization. So he certainly did not let on to much, but he talks about legacy a lot. And I truly think that he does want to be in Green Bay. I think he wants to finish his career as a Packer. He started it. Why not finish it? I think those are sometimes the coolest careers to observe. Obviously, Tom Brady's a little bit of an exception, went to the Buccaneers and won a Super Bowl right away, so tough to fault him for that. But it sounds like Rodgers loves his teammates. He loves the fans. He really likes Green Bay, but the issue is with the organization's philosophy, and I think that's the Packers' way. And it's at the top. It's Mark Murphy. It's Brian Gutekunst. And I do believe that last year, the Jordan Love pick still, I was dumbfounded when it happened. I still am shocked that we went that direction. But had they communicated with Rodgers and maybe gave him a heads up that they were going to be looking potentially to draft his ultimate replacement, that would have meant a lot. Because to me, that's transparency. That's being open. That's communicating. And those are all things that are really crucial components to leadership. And clearly, leadership has failed Rodgers, or at least not met his expectations. So you can't blame him. He doesn't feel that they're focused enough on the people who comprise the Green Bay Packers, and I don't think he's alone. The Milwaukee Brewers appear to have a healthy Christian Yelich finally. He just his first home run of the season in late May, which is a little bit of a bummer, but hopefully, you know, they already have a winning record. Hopefully they can keep going. They've got a great pitching staff, definitely looking like contenders in the NL Central. The wild card spot, at the very least, is something that they should be in the running for come August, September. So that'll be fun to watch. With that said, we traded Orlando Arcia, who is a big part of that culture. A lot of energy, high energy, very positive guy. It's looking pretty suspect as we just had to unload J.P. Feierheisen and another key reliever to the Rays for another shortstop because Urias, who we just acquired from the Padres, is not looking like the answer. So Stearns is going to have to answer some questions in regards to those moves, but it might end up working out for the best. Willy Adames, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, not positive, is who they brought in. So hopefully he can get it going in Milwaukee. Another topic that I have been pretty open about as of late is cryptocurrency. It's a space that I've been involved in since 2017. It's when I started my first buy of Bitcoin, first purchase of Ethereum. Unfortunately, we had a big crash and I panicked and sold since then. So I learned a tough lesson with that. They always say buy low, sell high. But if you listen to your emotions, you want to buy when it's high and you want to sell when it's low. It's just kind of the psychology of it. And it's really hard to overcome that. It's just human nature. And it's been very volatile the last few months, particularly in May. We're down 30, 40, 50%. Numbers are crawling back up. We're back to 38,000. I think Bitcoin's lowest point, it did hit 30 right on the dot. We saw Ethereum dropping down to 18, maybe even 1700 for a split second. So it's been pretty wild to see, but I encourage everybody to at the very least educate themselves on both Bitcoin and Ethereum, non-fungible tokens. There's just a lot of interesting things going on in this digital crypto space in regards to creators and just investing. You might call it gambling, but I would definitely refer to it as investing. You know, if you would have invested $1,000 5 years ago, best returns in anything would be number one, Ethereum, number two, Bitcoin. So that tells you everything you need to know. This is not financial advice. I'm not telling you to invest any sort of money into it, but you might want to do some research for yourself because, yeah, the future is probably going to have cryptocurrency at least involved. I think there's going to be a symbiotic relationship between the USD and cryptos, and we'll just have to see which ones win out. For me, I'm a hodler. Hold on for dear life is what HODL stands for. You've probably seen it online in some regard, and just going to ride the waves. You know, not a trader, not a day trader, not trying to get rich quick, just trying to build wealth over the course of my life and hopefully have a generational impact. So looking ahead, a lot of people ask, what's next? Are you going to go back to KU or are you going to get back into college athletics? What's your game plan? My game plan is to focus on my family. You know, I hadn't been back to Fort Atkinson since 2019. My family's had a lot of health issues in the past year, year and a half. And that's one thing that being in Texas really, really taught me is that it's all about relationships. It's all about your family and your friends and staying close to them. Even if you're not physically close, you got to stay close to them emotionally because you're going to need to lean on them and they're going to need to lean on you. So you got to make sure you're good so you can be there for them. So Fort's going to be my home base, and I'm going to do some traveling around the states this summer to see friends, get out to Buffalo, get out to Colorado for a wedding, maybe get back down to Texas, definitely get down to Kansas for the first football game, September 4th. It's going to be great. We're going to get a win. And, you know, maybe start applying for some gigs too. We'll see what opens up and what sort of conversations that we have. But for now, feel like we're in a really good place. And want to get going back on this podcast too, get some cool guests on and maybe even some photography and different things in that space. So that's all for now, folks. I don't have much else. I hope you all are well. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Not sure how long this was, maybe 15, 20 minutes, but hope I didn't ramble too much. And also really appreciate everybody who reaches out. I did record one podcast when I was down in Texas, and I had probably four or five people who reached out saying, you know, listen to the podcast, really enjoyed it. You got to do it more often. And that encouragement means the world to me. I didn't do a very good job of staying consistent with it while working down there, but we didn't have a ton of time nor energy when we did have some free time to do it. But this summer, there should be a surplus of both of those. So until next time, guys, stay great, stay well, be healthy. Love you. Bye-bye.